Hello, hi.
Hello.
This is Will. Hi, this is Will calling on behalf of Research Associates. And the only purpose of my call is to conduct a survey on public education in New Orleans. Are you a registered voter in Orleans Parish?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. If you don't mind me asking, are you very interested, somewhat interested, a little interested, or not interested at all in the governor's race and statewide elections in October 2023?
Somewhat.
Sir?
Somewhat.
Thank you. When it comes to gender, do you identify yourself as male or female?
Honestly, I go by non-binary.
Okay. Do you define your racial classification as African-American, white, Hispanic, Asian?
I'm mixed. I'm Afro-Latino.
Okay. Next question. Thinking about the condition of New Orleans public school building, tell me if you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not satisfied at all with the condition of public school buildings. Very
I'd
satisfied.
Say growing up, okay. I'd probably say satisfied. They're a lot better than they used to be, that's for sure. Way better than they used to be.
Okay, so that will be very satisfied or somewhat satisfied?
I'd say somewhat. Sorry, wrong.
Thank you.
I'm
next
not
question. I really appreciate it. And do you think that improving and maintaining the condition of school building is a very important, somewhat important, a little important, or not at all important?
Oh, very important.
Thank you. Next question. When you hear your friends, neighbors, and coworkers discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express no confidence at all, a little confidence, somewhat confidence, or a lot of confidence?
No confidence.
No confidence. Okay. Next question. If the New Orleans Public School had a 20-year millage renewal proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public school facilities, would you definitely vote against, probably vote against, probably vote for, definitely vote for this proposition?
Definitely vote for it.
Thank you. Next question. Now I'm going to read you two statements. Tell me which one best describes your view. Number one. Because of the rise of the cost of homeowner expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings, or maintaining and preserving school buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority.
The second one, the latter, it should be a priority.
Okay, thank you. We almost done here. Voters are motivated to support a proposition for various reasons. For each of the following, tell me if you will be not at all influenced a little, somewhat influenced, or strongly influenced to support a 20-year millage renewal for public schools where the funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving public school facilities. Number one, learning that this is a millage renewal and will not increase your property taxes. Strongly influence, somewhat influence a little, not at all?
Not really.
Influence a little. Okay, thank you. Learning that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public school buildings after Hurricane Katrina, without funds from this millage, there won't be any money available to maintain and preserve them. Are you strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, a little influenced, not influenced?
Somewhat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Learning that the owner of a 275,000 home currently pay less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing millage is strongly influenced, a little influenced, somewhat influenced, not influenced at all?
Strongly.
Strongly, thank you. Learning that the public school district has facilities management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent. strongly influenced, somewhat influenced a little, not at all?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you. Learning that money is allocated to every public school in the city, somewhat influenced a little, strongly influenced, not at all? Sir?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Learning that – we're almost done. I really, really appreciate your time. Learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future. Strongly influenced, somewhat influenced a little, not at all?
Strongly.
Strongly. Learning that this is a renewal of an existing millage for 20 years to 2045. Strongly influenced, somewhat influenced a little, not at all?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you. Now that we talked about the millage, if the New Orleans Public School had a millage renewal proposition on the ballot that would preserve and maintain all existing public school facilities that will expire in 2045, would you definitely vote against, probably vote against, probably vote for, or definitely vote for this proposition?
I definitely vote for it.
Thank you. As we conclude this survey, I would like to ask you some questions for statistical purposes. Are you or anyone in your household a parent of a child enrolled in New Orleans Public School, a teacher at a New Orleans Public School, a staff member or administrator at a New Orleans Public School, or not affiliated with the New Orleans Public School?
My mom used to be a teacher, but she's not anymore.
Not anymore. Okay. So she used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next. Stop me when you hear the group that contains your age, 18 through 30, 31 through 49, 50 through 60, 61 and above.
18 through 30, I'm 26.
Thank you. Stop me when you hear the grade you completed. Some high school grad, some college or trade school, college grad? College. Okay.
Yeah.
Some college?
Yeah, some college.
Thank you. Do you own or rent a home?
I rent.
Thank you, sir. I highly appreciate your time. Thank you for your opinion. It's very important for us. That will be the end of our survey.
All righty. I'm glad
you helped. Thank you. Thank you so much. You have a wonderful day.
You as well.